This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, here broadcasting from our live AM 860 The Answer flagship station to great radio stations across the country, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe, and to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. To the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now from FoundersCo.com is Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on in Afghanistan? A wedding of 5,000 people and somebody decides to blow it up?
Yeah. Killed 63. I think wounded about 160.
Wow.
Exactly. So this kind of brings almost full circle the talks that we're in with the Taliban in Doha.
Right.
You know, what they want, what the Taliban are demanding is to coexist with the Afghan government. And I would say, why in the world are we even beginning to believe the Taliban?
I wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't either. And so apparently over the weekend, there was quite the meeting. It's a summer, vacation house or resort for Trump. And there was quite the confab over these talks that include Zalmay Khalilzad, who is the lead envoy. He's been in the talks with the Taliban all this time.
Right.
Now let's understand something here. We got to remember what is really happening in Afghanistan. And not only did we have the Taliban, but you know, Al Qaeda is still there.
Yep.
Obviously, Islamic State is there.
They took credit for this, didn't they?
Yeah, and then we have the Khorasan group. Okay, so in a hybrid government, if you will, between the Afghan government, who has not been in part of any part of these talks. Mm-hmm. And the Taliban, we just listed four terrorist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, look, how can we even be sure that the Taliban can, you know, control this? Obviously, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just don't see us. We've got 14,000 uniformed personnel in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's talk that we would pull half of them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, obviously it's the longest war, but if we pull half of them out, then what's the half that we leave, the 7,000 or so, what's going to be their role? Because obviously at 14,000, the country is in control. Then we have to certainly ask the question, where does that leave Iran? Where does that leave Pakistan? where does that leave China, and where does that leave Russia?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's a nasty thing. It's really quite remarkable that we haven't been able to do more. I would say, essentially, we gave up 8 years under the Obama administration that we didn't have to.
Right.
On some real advances in Afghanistan, but nonetheless, we are where we are. So, I don't know. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I have a feeling that...
Well, here's what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm hearing that there is a problem on the Iranian side of the Afghan border where Iran is actually looking the other way and allowing these terrorist groups to just travel back and forth at will. Is there any truth to that?
There very well could be. There's about a 600-mile border there. There very well could be. Let's also remember, too, that the bin Laden family had been given sanctuary in Iran.
Yep.
And that, the son of bin Laden, I forget his name, just recently was killed.
Yeah.
And I think that the United States played a large role in that.
The heir apparent.
He had been given, mm-hmm. Yeah, he had been given sanctuary in Iran too. So, as I said, Iran will certainly have some major influence on where we go and where we don't go with regard to Afghanistan. Iran played a very active role in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's as complicated as it can possibly
and
be.
And very, very quickly, the Iranian tanker held in Gibraltar is back underway again. The whatever the heck the name of it was, I forgot the name now, something one. Do we know where it's going?
Well, apparently it's going back to Iran, or back to their ownership, if you will. The United States is not very happy about this, but apparently some kind of a court ruled on this. And so, I guess the U.K. wants to have their tanker back.
Yep. Okay. We'll see what happens there. And they still have the crew, too, don't they? The U.K. crew?
Yep.
All right.
Well, let's also show that we've got some satellite imagery that's showing that Iran is staging for a possible rocket launch in the next several days.
Yeah, okay. And we'll get to that because, by the way, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com because over the weekend you heard us tell you about North Korea launching a few more into the sea. Alrighty, well, I'll be back with more Denise Simon, too. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. And tomorrow's news tonight is what you're hearing right now. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And with all the things going on in the news right now that you've been seeing and hearing about, and the anti-gun lobby coming to try to get some of your guns away from you, or the taking laws and adding new laws and this, that, and the other, there is somebody on your side, and it's not the NRA, it's the USCCA, which is the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, they've got over 2 million followers on their Facebook page and over 385,000 members now. These are all responsibly armed Americans, and they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So if you want to find out more about what membership can do for you in the USCCA, go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the right tab, the USCCA logo that's right there. First thing you'll see is a Gun A Day giveaway. Sign up for that, and good luck, and we'd like to announce you as the winner. That's the first thing you'll see. Then after you do that, you'll see three different ways that you can join the USCCA. Three different ways to do it. It's like an ABC plan, and by doing such, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, which includes the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Captain's America Third Watch, USCCA, right tab. Welcome aboard. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us again. What on earth is Lindsey Graham talking about? Because I don't think anybody really knows what the IG report's going to be, but he's saying the IG report will be ugly and damning.
Well, I mean, we all hope that's true. And, what he's really saying is it's not going to break or show well for the Department of Justice, meaning the Department of Justice under the Obama administration / Loretta Lynch. and what the Department of Justice was doing in cadence with the FBI and all things Russia collusion.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also argue that we have to also put in the State Department because of Victoria Nuland and that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
With Stephen Helper and Joseph Mifsud. So does Lindsey Graham have an inside track to Horowitz and the IG report? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's doing is trying to summarize what he believes will be this report. Now, the report was going to come out in June. Then it was July. Then
yep.
It was August.
Yep.
Okay. I thought we don't know when it's going to be out.
Nope.
And I think Lindsey Graham is really admitting so because, you know, the work that Dunham is doing, I think, is kind of complicating because we're finding out more stuff, which
mm-hmm.
then, you know, Durham may be knocking on Horowitz's door and saying, is your report going to include this or this or this?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. I mean, timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all very hopeful that we get to the real truth here between the IG report whenever it shows up and
mm-hmm.
what the work that Durham is doing. Is it Durham or Dunham? I keep
it's Durham. I thought Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we're all kind of sitting here on edge, and we don't know when this
mm-hmm.
where this real edge is yet.
Okay. Now we have a question from Sal, and Sal the Baker in Hempstead, Long Island, listen to us this morning on the internet. Hello, Sal. Hope you're having
Alan.
A great day.
Alan.
Yeah, Hempstead, Long Island. Okay. He's saying, what about John Brennan?
Well,
he's got to be in this somehow.
Well, and same with Clapper.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the same with Clapper. And, you know, we tend to forget that when Clapper was ODNI, essentially he was in charge of all intelligence agencies. Now, whatever Brennan was doing, did Clapper know it all? Or did he only know piece parts?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we forget about a kind of a rogue part of the CIA. I don't want to, you know, damn all of the CIA. I don't think we can do that with the FBI either. But,
nope.
Yeah, so.
Certainly the leadership, though.
Precisely.
All right, now let's see here. Good morning, sir. Regarding Inspector General investigations, have any of them amounted to anything? It's a rhetorical question. Wake me when there are indictments of the deserving.
And I so agree with that. I have read many, many IG reports. And the genesis of the reason you do assign an IG to do a report on something is because that something was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And those IG reports, by the way, when they're done, when they're completed, they're distributed to the heads of the committees, both in the House and the Senate. And
right.
You never see any legislation. You never see any punishment. You never see anybody fired. So I absolutely agree with that. Although, we do have a different leadership here in AG Barr.
Yeah.
So we can be hopeful, but mm-hmm. do we really think that, there's going to be mm-hmm. a lasting consequence for all things Hillary, all things Obama?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it.
I agree. Now, we got to talk about Israel because there's a situation brewing in Israel. Again, it's not just Iran. It's not just Gaza. It's now Lebanon because there was a very unnerving thing that happened in Lebanon over the weekend. It was announced that the Lebanese military and any Syrian presence on the border with Israel was being removed and being replaced by all Hezbollah units who will now be in charge of the border crossings. That could be interesting.
It's really not a new phenomenon. I mean, Hezbollah has obviously operated in Lebanon for as long as we can remember.
They run the show.
But mm-hmm. what's particularly interesting here is in 2018, let's not forget how many Palestinians and Gazans were floating these balloons and all these other kinds of things, starting fires. You know, so they would go across into Israel and start all these fires. Now, the number is of about 2,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently Hezbollah has used the same tactic. And so over the weekend, those the exploding balloons and arson devices, very much like that was used in Gaza, happen on the Lebanon side of the border. So yes.
Now,
of course, let's not forget you've got UN peacekeepers there. Not that means anything.
They're not doing anything, to my knowledge.
Well, they never do. Mm-hmm. They never do.
Run for the hill. Here comes the blue helmets. No, I'm just kidding. All right. But we also had a circumstance on the border of the Gaza offense where they were firing some people, armed suspects on the Gaza side were firing amongst a crowd of civilians towards the Israeli positions, and the Israelis opened up. Now, unfortunately, three civilians were killed and dozens were injured in the shooting, but this is what they do. This is what Hamas does. It's what Hezbollah does.
Well, I would say this is what all terrorists do.
Mm-hmm.
They embed themselves into the civilian wing. So, you know, they hide weapons in churches and schools and hospitals. And I mean, that's just the tactic. So are innocent people going to die? Yeah. But stop blaming just Israel. I mean, you know, that's been the tactic of terror war for, you know, since we had terror war.
Yeah, men dress up as women and with the burkas they wear and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pathetic. Yep, pathetic. So let's kind of talk Turkey here. We are sitting on a major powder keg just anywhere you want to look, which could start a war anywhere that you want to just talk about, anywhere. I mean, Southeast Asia, Hong Kong, Afghanistan is about ready to bust wide open.
You still got Syria. It's still bombing every single day.
Russia.
You've got Kashmir. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody talks about Sinai.
Nope.
Precisely.
So what are we going to do, Coach?
We gave a whole bunch of money to the Department of Defense. We're rebuilding our military,
mm-hmm.
whatever that really means here now. Okay, mm-hmm. So we have this stuff. We've rebuilt. We're rebuilding. Have we finished? I don't know. But, I mean, we have got the most sophisticated, technologically edged, equipped military. What are we going to do with it? So, I mean, do we take care of Hezbollah? Do we take care of Iran? Do we take care of Russia? I mean, what Afghanistan, Pakistan? Where do we go?
All right. We'll talk to you tonight. Same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, you can plot the course of the future of the country. How's that?
Okay.
I'll see you then. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about our next military and veterans news segment here on the program. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke before returning from vacation. He said he disagreed with economists who warned that his policies threatened to trigger a recession.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money. They're buying. I saw the Walmart numbers. They were through the roof just 2 days ago. That's better than any poll.
And the president also blasted the Fox News poll that shows him failing to break even 40% when facing Democrats in the 2020 election. On NBC's Meet the Press, former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said he's thinking about challenging the president in the Republican primaries.
The route that we're going right now not only has implications in terms of the Republican Party going forward, but real implications in terms of every young person's ability to sustain the American dream. If you look at the debt and deficit numbers right now, we are in troubling waters.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you, whether you're in the military looking to come into a really good civilian job coming out of the military, or whether or not you're coming out of school or you're in a dead-end job. I want you to listen up to what the National Aviation Academy has to say.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, how would you like the opportunity to make at least $50,000 a year right off the bat? Maybe even $60,000 starting off in a new profession as an aviation maintenance tech. Well, you could do it. And more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They've gone to technical schools to choose to learn a trade, whatever that trade might happen to be. And in most cases, they will start out at what we call an 80% level, especially if it's a union level. Now, the union scale might be $15 to $20 an hour. They get 80% of that. And in some cases, they might start out even below that because they start out as an apprentice in some cases, doing whatever they're doing. Nonetheless, this opportunity at National Aviation Academy to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech could be worth a lot of money to you very quickly. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void, give you a great career path. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now, they have two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can also check them out online by going to naa.edu. Again, that website is naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide slap open for you. Now, some interesting news. First of all, military dogs are getting to show off in honor of a new stamp that's put out, forever stamp, by the post office, the United States Post Office. Now, I went to the post office Saturday, and I didn't see these yet, and I asked them about them. They said they had new stamps coming in, but I'm gonna buy, as soon as I can get my hands on them, I'm going to buy the forever stamps with the military working dogs on them. I think that's one great way to celebrate and honor the unsung heroes of the military, and believe me, they are. Ask anybody that's ever been in the presence of a dog, regardless of the war they were in, and the job that they do to keep us free and safe, because they do a whale of a job. Now, Lieutenant General Brad Becker, the commander of Army Installation Management Command, has been relieved of command due to a loss of confidence in him by his subordinates and the Army in general. This is not a honorable thing to have happen, nonetheless. Now, a soldier with the 1st Armored Division Sustainment Brigade was awarded the Army Commendation Medal during an awards ceremony held at Fort Bliss on Wednesday for his active heroism during the El Paso shooting. You may have heard about this soldier that went out of his way to make sure kids got out of the mall, out of the area that they were in, where it was like a daycare thing where they were being watched. Parents were out shopping. And he saw to it that they got out of there safely, and kudos to him for doing that. Also, the commanding general of 1st Special Forces Command presented the Silver Star to the family of Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright, who was one of the fallen soldiers killed in the Niger ambush. And again, posthumously, but kudos to him for that. Now, a family that went to the hospital with symptoms that suggested carbon monoxide poisoning at Fort Bragg has led military officials to warn dozens of families at Fort Bragg about possible exposure to what may be a hazard inside the living area again. This is not the first time we keep hearing about this kind of stuff. So Fort Bragg's got a problem. They're working on it right now. Navy dipping sonar departed from a helicopter last week during training off the California coast, but officials would not say if they'd found it or not. The anti-sub sonar fell off a Navy helicopter. Oh, well. By the way, two Blue Angel jets made contact midair during practice in Florida. The two Blue Angel Navy jets touched during practice in Florida, and they landed successfully right after that, but we almost had ourselves a whale of a situation there. And Eric is chiming in saying, I love military working dogs. There's a lot of quiet power they have without them. Let's see, glad they're on our side. Oh, you betcha, Eric. I've worked with them many times. By the way, the Air Force is saying the promotion rate for staff sergeant is nearly 49% right now. That's near an all-time high for them. And a gate gunner at Anderson Air Force Base in Guam was shot and killed by a gate runner who aggressively attacked officers who tried to arrest him and stabbed a civilian security forces member. Wow. You didn't hear about that, did you? This was in Guam. Now, Air Force tests have now found out how fast they've been able to deploy an F-35 in their exercise Agile Lightning as part of the U.S. Air Force's effort to improve how it deploys at a moment's notice. The service earlier this month tested how swiftly it would move its premier stealth fighter to a forward operating location in the Middle East. No report on how they did. By the way, the iconic over-the-ear style headsets worn by the Marine Corps Special Operations Raiders will soon be in the hands of conventional Marines. Okay? Now, U.S. Marines aboard the amphibious assault ship USS Boxer recently sailed through the Straits of Hormuz with an armored vehicle strapped to its flight deck, ready to fight off drones and Iranian gunboats. And they did take down a drone that approached them, remember? From the deck with that armored vehicle that was up there. How about that? They did take down a drone with that vehicle that was strapped to the deck. That was their deterrent, and they took it down electronically, I might add, is what we were told. By the way, an anonymous call to the Coast Guard last week led crews to 43 bales of marijuana bobbling off Catalina's Santa Catalina Island in California, a $1 million catch for them. Definitely, that's a good thing and way to go. And there's a disturbing report out there right now from the VA. There are more than 2 million women veterans in the United States today. And women veterans are the nation's fastest-growing veteran population. Unfortunately, this unique population, many of whom have deployed over the past 18 years, rarely benefit from the traditional trappings of the hero when they return home, and it's had a mind-boggling effect on them, making the women 250% more likely to commit suicide than their male counterparts. Wow. Wow. What a shame. What a shame. And again, for the families, the military families that are out there and you have loved ones that may or may not be involved in a scheme of things, if you see them acting strangely or they get depressed about whatever, I mean, say something. Talk to them. See what you can do. I mean, if they need to get some help, get them some help. There's all kinds of ways that we can work with these people to try to talk them out of the situation they're in. Believe me, this is not what anybody wants. Not anyone that's served or anyone that's serving. So we need to help these young people out. And I realize it's a different era. You know, we had to do it on our own back when I came home. There was nobody there to help us. And for somebody to think that there's not anymore, it's ridiculous. But anyway, is what it is. Coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be calling in, and we're going to be talking about all things financial. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you. And Donna and her husband, Don, are listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And folks, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I have been for years with arthritis and my back and my ankle being replaced and all the stuff that I had happen to me, not only in the military but in the fire service, I'm going to tell you about something, because I got rid of Mobic and Plexeril. I got rid of it, and I'm glad I did, because there were some side effects with that I was sick and tired of having. And I went to Relief Factor once I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talk about it. Well, I did what you can do, the 1995 3-week quick start. Try it, follow the instructions, take it the way it says, and you'll know at the end of the 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not, and you'll go right on the automatic delivery, and away you go, off into the sunset, as they say. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. Let me know how it works out for you. I've been getting a lot of emails from folks that are telling me, thank you, wish I'd known about it sooner. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, speaking of pain, here's Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. What kind of pain did you have trying to get back into the country, sir?
Listen, I lucked out. I really did. It's made major news everywhere talking about customs computers being shut down across the board. And when we finally landed, they told us we were going to have to wait on the plane for a while. And I was like, oh boy, you know, it wasn't just our family. We were also traveling with another family, had young kids. And after, you know, a 10.5 hour flight, it's a bit of a long period of time. And luckily we got off the plane and, you know, the lines were long. I put our passports into an app, which allowed us to go to a special line, which made it quicker, but it was a disaster all day long. You know, you had lines as far as the eye could see. It was pretty wicked.
Well, all we heard yesterday on the Sunday talker shows were, first of all, Larry Kudlow coming out, and then Mr. Navarro came out, and he broadcast about the economy. The president had already mentioned that things weren't as bad as the doom and gloom we're hearing. And I've got a thought on that, and we talked about that during the break. But first of all, what do you think about all this?
Listen, I don't see it. I think that there's, I mean, always when the economy is doing well, there's always people that are coming out to sell gloom and doom. I mean, let's be honest, gloom and doom sells. It always has been. They're going to always have somebody come out there. You ever notice the guys that are really, you know, pitching their newsletters, their financial newsletters, their market newsletters, they're always pitching it, the world's going to end. And not to mention that you can talk yourself into a recession. If you convince enough people out there that, you know, things are going to hell in a handbasket and everybody starts, you know, stops going out and spending and investing and businesses don't go out there and hire and do the things that they normally like to do. You can slow the economy down. A lot of our economy, you know, is built on confidence and credit and believability. And the desire is, the grand desire here is to get a recession. I mean, for crying out loud, you had one of the major talk show hosts there, Bill Maher, actually cheering on, wanting a recession so he could help get rid of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a narrative that they're pushing right now. They're going to continue to push this right now. I'm sorry, I'm not really seeing it. I think you're seeing some slowdowns here and there, but then the things will pick up.
Well, this is part of the Democratic game plan, because now they're into the three R's. We've had Russia, we've had racism, and now we have recession.
I'm sure you saw the memo that was leaked from the New York Times, where they basically said as much.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, we've got to change the narrative. We've got to move on from Russia, and we've got to move on to racism. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, how do you even consider these publications and many of these programs even a credible news source?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals on steroid, because it's tactic number 7, a tactic that drags on too long, becomes a drag. So then they change it to something new. And that's what they're doing.
Listen, you know, it's interesting. It's actually a part of Mark Levin's latest book out there, when he talks about the media. Our country, for a long period of time, we had a lot of the publications and pamphleteers and whatnot back in the day were basically that you knew that they were, you know, pro this or pro that. And, you know, everybody knew what side that they were coming down on. When you have news agencies that are supposedly supposed to be, you know, balanced and fair and the whole concept of journalism, and they're not, that's problematic. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we should go back to the old days and say we'll have conservative papers and we'll have, you know, liberal papers and then have at it. But, you know, what they do now is when you plant yourself up there as being a journalist and being impartial, that's patently absurd.
Well, it is. And by the way, the Playboy Channel, and I guess that's who it is, that these reporters that get resurfaced from CNN, they wind up at the Playboy Channel now. There was another one of them that got his credentials taken away over the weekend. Brian Karam has lost his hard pass for 30 days, and he's going to take the White House to federal court. Well, big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear about that. I didn't know what he said. He probably did something stupid.
He did.
It's just meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, the reality is that these people who cause a ruckus and act like fools are the ones that get the attention. You didn't find it interesting. There's a reason why that they stopped doing the daily White House briefing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They stopped doing it because, you know what, it turned into a zoo.
It was grandstanding. And, people like Jim Acosta were grandstanding. That was their big show for the day.
So why bother?
Right, exactly. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Catch his program all across the country, especially every weekend on over 200 stations, Watchdog on Wall Street. And you can go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and hear his daily podcast over there, too. And, by the way, we have the Markowski, I think we call it Markowski Minute on our show here that interjects.
Oh, the Money Minutes.
Thanks. Yeah, there you go. Money Minute. Yeah, okay. I had it partially right. All right. You and I had a conversation off air, and I was telling you what I was noticing. I keep hearing about, well, New York has lost 800,000 manufacturing jobs. Ohio has lost 3,000 auto jobs. Massachusetts has lost 5,000 milk industry jobs and all this kind of crap going on from the blue states. Guess what, folks? They're showing up again. Where? In the South, where the states are not taxing them as much. And in places like Nevada, where there's no income tax, Tennessee, no income tax, Texas, no income tax, Florida, no state income tax. I need to qualify that. That's state income tax. But that's where the businesses are going, and they're not stupid.
No, of course not. You know, a lot of the new areas that are booming. You mentioned Tennessee. Nashville is a booming area. Last year, major financial company in New York, Midtown Manhattan company, up and decided to move their operations to Nashville.
Yeah, they did.
People went along with it. It's a cost of living issue. It's a tax issue. And you're going to continue to see this happen. I mean, this happens all over the globe. This is nothing new. And, you know, you get all these people up north that they think, they're going to continue to tax people. Eventually, there's a breaking point. There's a straw that'll break the camel's back, and people say enough's enough.
Yeah, and the foreign companies that moved into various states, for example, South Carolina, BMW, Alabama, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, Tennessee, and Georgia, and Tennessee also with Nissan, and Toyota's up in Indiana, and then the plant in California, they were complaining about, well, we're losing jobs in California with Toyota. Yeah, you sure are. They moved out of there. And moved right next door, some of the parts and whatnot, in Nevada, where there's no state income tax.
Yeah, California is the most welfare, the highest levels of poverty and homelessness in the entire country. And there's two different states there. And again, I don't know what to say. You know, people are going to continue to vote the same people in again and again and again, and they expecting different results. Well, then they're fools. What do you do about it?
Are you moving to Greenland anytime soon?
No, I saw that story, and I got a laugh.
Well, it's a joke now. I mean, what's going on? And the Danish Prime Minister, a lady, chimed in and said, selling Greenland to the U.S. is absolutely absurd, but it's fun talking about it.
Well, again, Greenland cost them a lot of money, and they were talking about the fact that they didn't want to spend as much money. I think it's only like 50,000 people that live in it. It's obviously a major, major chunk of land, without a doubt. And obviously, I think we have a base or two there.
We do.
Up in the Arctic Circle.
We do.
And there's a treaty that goes along with that. But, I don't know about that.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. So you have yourself a good day, and welcome back home.
You've got it, man. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and it's a pleasure to have him back in country because I was thinking he was going to get caught up in that stupid deal that was going on at the airports. Wow. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.